All right. Well, there are so many things to get to here before we're out. We got a Stump the Chef with our friend Joe Farina. Doesn't get better than Joe Farina, does it, Kev? Never. Never
great
does.
Great meatballs.
Victory Restaurant Group. He's got the Victory in Victory Tap in the South Loop, Victory Italian in River North. And soon he's got another one coming up too. So he will be here. He will explain exactly what that's all about and make something nice for you. Bob Costas is going to be on the program coming up a little bit later. Also, Peter Greenberg is going to be here to talk about how the airlines are reacting to this. Some airlines are doing better than others, but people are going back to the skies. They are going back to the skies now. Last week, TSA reported more passengers crossing through than at any time since it started descending. So they've hit a bottom, and they're going back up. Jeffrey Copen is a chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. And there is a lot of concern that as economies are opening up throughout the country. We now know that Indiana and Iowa, our bordering states, are going to be opening up over the next week or, trying in these phases, of course. Although it seems like the guidelines that were set down by the White House are not necessarily the way that they, in terms of the timing of this, in terms of what they can open up after a certain amount of flattening of the curve or a reduction in cases, not every state is operating under those exact rules. I don't quite understand it, but whatever it is. The concern here, Dr. Copen, is a second wave, right? And what would a second wave look like?
Well, first of all, good afternoon. It's nice to be with you and your listeners. And maybe we can play Stump the Chef instead, bro. It'd be easier than to answer, I think, some of the questions.
Yeah.
So a second wave would be an increase in the number of cases of COVID that we're seeing. Most importantly, cases of severely ill people coming to our hospitals for care. We know that we've certainly flattened the curve. The big peak that we were so concerned about 5 weeks ago did not occur in Chicago and Illinois. We're very thankful for that. At this point, we're living through something we'll call a plateau in our Northwestern Medicine hospitals and really the hospitals throughout the area. We're seeing about the same number of COVID patients, and that's going to last, according to our best estimates, for the next several weeks, maybe a little bit longer. So in the meantime, as things loosen up, certainly in our neighboring states and soon in Illinois, not to the end of the month, but even then, as people have more time together, as we start to congregate more, will we see an increase in the number of severely ill people? That's really the question. I think here in Illinois, we're going to benefit from the experience of other states. We'll be able to learn what happened in Georgia. I saw today that Texas is going to remove shelter-in-place restrictions and start opening up its businesses, and now with Indiana and Iowa. So I suspect that as the month of May progresses, we're going to be able to learn a ton about what happens in the other states.
It is one of those questions that everybody asks, though, is that once you get a certain amount of cases, a reduction in cases. You see this. You get out, and it's a different situation if you're working in retail and it's a bunch of strangers, or you're working in an office where if somebody gets sick, everybody's going to know about that person who got sick, and then it's kind of easier to contact trace. And then there is situations like we're seeing now at meat processing plants and other places where people are working on top of each other, where you're having these outbreaks. It just seems like each one of those sectors is going to have to be treated a little bit differently as we're trying to get back the economy back up and going.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that's exactly the point. For each sector of the economy, whether we're looking at a white-collar office environment or a pork processing plant in South Dakota, we're going to need new rules of engagement. How we work, how we relate to our coworkers, how many people are in a certain area at any time. This is going to have to happen in retail for sure.
Yeah.
How about going to get your hair cut? I don't know about you, but this physician needs to get his hair cut soon. There's nowhere to get that done. Yeah. You're on the radio. It probably doesn't matter that much.
No, though. Tomorrow we return to television. And it's funny because we just did this as an online bit of Ryan Cheverini and I, we clipped our hair together to figure out how to get that to work. And it's a lot more difficult than it seems. I completely agree. But let's talk about that for a second, Dr. Copin, because that is that's, I think, one of those questions that everybody has. If you're going to go get your hair cut, what are the new rules? We know for dentists, it's going to probably be more PPE for dentists than we'd seen before, even though most dentists are adhering to some level of that. And the same thing with physicians and emergency rooms and all that. But going to get your haircut, is your guy, the barber or the hairstylist for women, are they going to be in full personal protective equipment?
Well, I don't think they'll need to be in full personal protective equipment like we are in an emergency room when we intubate a patient to help them breathe. Getting one's hair cut should not cause aerosolization of the virus, and that's the thing that we're so concerned about with full PPE. But there's going to have to be special rules now for barbers and for people in beauty salons, how that's going to work. And I know that the various professional organizations are working on those things. The State Department of Health is obviously very interested in how these things are going to be performed safely and appropriately. We need to remember, and I think this is key to the entire conversation, 2 months ago, we were not talking about this at all. I look at my own calendar. My first meeting about COVID-19 occurred on March 1st. That's the first meeting I have on my calendar, and I do this for a living.
At Lake Forest Hospital.
At Lake Forest Hospital, Northwestern Medicine. That was my very first meeting. It was called Coronavirus Preparation, March 1st. Today's only April 27th. Now, we all know it feels like 5 years.
Yeah.
Even 2 months, we have lived through 5 years, right? Yeah. But when I think about how much we know today about this virus compared to how much we knew on March 1st, and how much more we're going to know 2 weeks from now and a month from now, out of that understanding will come all the proper ways for us to get back to our lives. Certainly, there will be some major changes. I don't think there's any question about that. But yes, we will figure out how to get our hair cut. We'll figure out how to go back to work, regardless of what it is we do for a living. It's going to take some time. There absolutely will be some missteps along the way. But I know that as our understanding of this virus continues to grow, and it's really growing exponentially, we're going to figure it all out.
All right, Dr. Copin, thank you very much.